What we've got here is failure to communicate. Some men you just can't reach.
Live from at least 6 feet away, it's the Spike on the Mic Show. Now here is your host, Spike.
So y'all didn't hear none of that, huh?
No.
Spike check one, spike check two, spike check three. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to another award-deserving episode of the Spike on the Mic Show. Hi, ladies and gentlemen. I am he. I am the guy known as this Spike on the Mic, and I'm coming at you from 6 feet away from an undisclosed location, but we're going to disclose the locations of the resistance fighters, because if I'm going down with the ship, they going down with the ship, because we are a team of resistance fighters, and we need everybody here to resist and fight. So without further ado, let me introduce the crew. The man who is, I guess he's riding in a red sports car. He like to call him the one, the only, PWS. PWS, how you sticking?
I am sticking like a snuffleupagus.
All right, then. Well, that's just, he just eased that in there real quick.
Totally, yeah.
Hey, I'm digging this. So, you know, we're here, ladies and gentlemen, for one reason only.
And you know, every week I say the same thing, but we can't be here for that reason. No.
So hold on a second. So let's, I'll talk to you later. Let me finish this intro.
Yeah.
We're here, ladies and gentlemen, for one reason only. He is known as the Voice of Reason. Voice of Reason, how you sticking?
I'm sticking really good, Spike. I think looking forward to a great show. I know that you've got a lot of good topics. I'm really looking forward to hearing from Chad. I think we're going to have a really good show this time.
All right. Well, thank you. Thank you so very much. I'm looking forward to also hearing from Hanging Chad.
Yeah.
So, but until further ado, let's go ahead and go straight way to the other side of Orlando where the Mouses are here.
Yeah.
This is one, the girl who I'm going to challenge her in the arm wrestling competition real soon. She is the lovely, talented Miss Billy. Miss Billy, how you sticking?
I'm sticking like gorgonzola cheese to a black and blue burger.
Nice.
Whoa.
Yeah, well done.
Yeah, hey, there you go. I like that. I like that a lot.
At least mine made sense because, you know, snuffleupagus doesn't stick to anything.
I didn't say that it stuck to anything. I was sticking like a snuffleupagus.
Yeah.
Yeah. No problem with that.
I don't know what's going on, ladies and gentlemen. Maybe he's just trying to take a day off, and he's
don't go, Chad.
He's trying to pretend he got a nail in his tire, so he can't come to work.
Oh, nice.
So that's why we're gonna let's make a thing of this. Hanging Chad, how you sticking?
All right, it's not working.
Nope. All right. It's not working.
Unplug the headset and just speak into the laptop.
Hey, can you hear me?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
No, sucks, man. This sucks. I'm sticking like somebody who needs a personal assistant that knows this kind of crap.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, then listen. If you go to, what's the name of them people? I can't think of the name of them right now. Kelly the Circus?
Circus City. I need to go back to Circus City.
Yes.
Yeah, Circus City. They have tons of them over there.
Yeah.
I actually blame this on Billy. She's the one that made me get out of my chair. Everything was perfect.
Okay, yeah. So why'd you get out of your chair? Explain. To go do what?
She had me go get something for her.
Are you going to do it?
I already did it. Now I'm in this situation where I'm like talking through what looks like a headphone not working.
Yeah.
Okay, then let me help you out. You went to go get something, right? Did you get it?
He did.
Yeah.
Oh.
Hey man, you do it again and without less vague, without less anger.
Couldn't hear it.
Damn thing.
That was a the lot voice, the, like the background voice cancel. I just canceled it out.
Here's this what you're trying to do.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, see, you know, not that I'm trying to step on your toes, but I just want to, you know, Lord.
I'm going
to
leave and come back in a minute.
All right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm thinking you should reboot totally.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
I like the way the button floats up and down after you press it on that bell.
You talking to me? Yeah. It kind of bounces up and down. Yeah.
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 I don't see it. But anyway, you guys, this is audio for the people over there in Seattle. They can't see this. Or maybe they are looking at the replay. So welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Spike on the Mic show. This is the world's number one award deserving show featuring the resistance fighters who you just heard how they're sticking. And if you were listening, they had some interesting sticking scenarios on there.
It's true.
This is true. But again, we are the only award deserving show that pick up hitchhikers. We love to pick up hitchhikers and we love to ask you to play because we are a caller driven show. That means we like to let the callers drive the show. So you can always give us a call at 813-699-3900. Again, that's 813-699-3900.
And we really should make a jingle for that. Yeah.
Or we actually should make an amendment to that because I'll talk about that later, too. So right. Now, going back to the other thing, there's two things I'm supposed to talk about later. This was the caller-driven show, and I'm supposed to talk to PW about something. What was that about?
I don't know.
Oh, why the voice of reason is the reason we're here?
Yeah, well.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, I don't get that at all. You know, we could do this show really without him.
I sort of get it.
Yeah, you would. Yeah.
Sure,
yeah,
you would.
Because the only reason there's anyone who kisses Spike's butt is that Steve is here. Yeah.
All right. So that doesn't amplify the reason we're here?
It amplifies the reason he's here. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, we're not all here to kiss your butt. Just Steve.
Oh. Yeah. Live and let die. I mean, learn.
Is it stormy by you guys right now?
No.
It was stormy by us earlier.
That's real earlier.
Some storminess just passed, but now it's like super windy outside.
Yeah. We hadn't done it. We had finished our intros, but speaking of that, Billy, you had on the chat line, you said you were doing St. Patrick's Day parade?
No, that was Kim.
That's Kim. Oh, yeah, that's okay. Why she's not here.
Oh, yeah, I saw it. She sent some pictures that isn't St. Patrick's like in a week or so? Are they just doing
Thursday? No, it's on Thursday.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. So that is her excuse for not being here. Mm-hmm. Should we accept or deny her excuse for not showing up for the show?
Unacceptable.
Unacceptable. How about you, PWs?
I agree. Totally unacceptable.
And Billis?
I accept her excuse. St. Patrick's Day is a very important holiday.
Why?
To my people.
Because it is my people. And beer is very important.
Oh, okay.
Well, that's true.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, then while we're accepting reasons for being excused from the show, we must press on because we have to fight through the pain, you know.
Yes.
The show must go on.
Absolutely.
Even though we have people that's chasing snow and beer in St. Patrick's Day and people who are chasing technical difficulties.
Yes.
Yeah, but the show must go on. So speaking of going on, we'd like to talk about three things, ladies and gentlemen. We talk about
the past, the present, and the future.
Woo! That weekly exercise is very important to the stamina and the production of a functioning body, ladies and gentlemen. I want you guys to know that and enjoy that, okay?
Yeah.
Excuse me while I take a little sip, a little som, from this white can. Also, ooh. While we're moving along, singing the song, God, I like me.
Side by side.
See, did you hear that, PW?
I did.
What the voice just said? He says, he finished my thoughts, my sentences.
I know. Yeah.
Side by side.
Yeah.
So, because I didn't know the rest of the song. Let's go ahead and give a big shout out to our supporting and honoring sponsors.
Oh.
Oh.
The Spike and the Mike Show is brought to you by SavingMyFoot.com. Manage your health, eat healthy, know your numbers, get off the couch. And by Kansas City Online Radio, bringing you entertaining talk and cool blues 7 days a week at kconlineradio.com. And by MOA Capital Mortgages of America, helping clients with their mortgage needs by providing a complete mortgage analysis and checkup for purchases and refinances. And by RadioSt.Pete.com and its sister station, Sunshine 96.7 FM, bringing you the best in local music and entertainment. And by Pisces Design Fashion Studios. If you don't have a look, we'll give you one. Visit us on Instagram at Pisces Design Studios.
Welcome to Hooters!
Politically incorrect since 1983.
The official home of race fans.
All right, thank you, sponsors. A question that is, we should talk about this off air, but I'm going to do it right now.
Okay.
Our supporting sponsors.
Yes.
Should we lean on them more?
Send us more cash. some fabulous stuff.
I need a raise.
Yeah.
Okay, I was thinking about that. I mean, there's another entity that also wants to be heard on the Spike on the Mic sponsor
list. Oh, someone else?
Yes, it's a shrimp company. So I'm thinking.
Nice. Oh, it's just nice. All short people?
You know, they expect us to work for chicken feet.
Would we get a discount?
Wait, hold on a second. y'all caught that?
Yeah. So does that mean we would get a discount on shrimp?
Ooh, that'd be nice.
You get your own shrimp. Now we have to deliver it to certain locations, but yeah, it's Joe the Shrimp Guy. He had inquired about it. We talked about it. I said, because he has full disclosure.
Yeah, how do we get in contact with him?
Joe the Shrimp Guy. He's contacted me. He has hooked the Spike on the Mic Show up immensely.
Oh, nice.
Good.
It's just that the rest of us have never seen how that happened.
Oh, want me to send pictures?
Send shrimp.
Pictures of shrimp.
Really. Yeah. So that is something that we're moving forward to. We're looking forward to having maybe another supporting sponsor. But I asked the crew, like, do I lean on them for more tangible products and items and monetarily value? But I got to talk to Clifford in accounting to make sure everything is set up for if we start receiving monetary benefits.
Because,
taxes and Uncle Sam is all going to be looking for us.
That'd be your problem. You're the Spike of Spike on the Mic. We wouldn't care about that. Yeah.
Oh, hold on a second. So you guys aren't filing y'all W-216s from when y'all get money?
You didn't give me a W-216.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay, listen, the man might be listening.
All right.
So let's okay. X-lay on the W-216.
Oops, never mind.
Yeah, really. Jeez, all right. Okay, so now we talk to our sponsors. What else are we supposed to do? I know what we're supposed to do, ladies and gentlemen. We're supposed to talk about the cow chip of the week.
Ooh.
Right. I'm a little saddened and hearkened that we lost one of the resistance fighters. He's still hanging by a cord.
That's cute.
I would give myself a laugh on that, but let's see, ladies and gentlemen, let's take a venture into it, see if Hanging Chad is with us. Hanging Chad, how you doing?
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah, but terrible.
Good.
Yeah, it sounds.
Did it sound bad?
Like you're echoing in the room.
No, I was talking.
It's okay. Like, not worth it. How about I just check out and see you guys next week?
No, don't do that.
It sounds fine.
Can you hear us?
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't sound great.
Wait, hold on. Did he say we don't sound great?
No.
No, you don't.
Yeah, because he doesn't have his headphones.
Yeah. I'm going to Circuit City later today, and I'm returning that piece of crap headphone set.
Dude, I sound awesome. What are you talking about?
these technology issues are not in my repertoire of skills.
But right now you sound compatible.
Wait a minute. He's in repertoire.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Hold on. I mean, you know, so far everyone has gotten it in, it sounds like.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, hey, well, cool. Well, you're just in time, Hanging Chad, for the cow chip of the week.
Yes.
Right.
Stay with us, Chad. Don't develop chicken feet and run away.
Au revoir. Yes, really. Keep it in your repertoire.
Of all of the feats that you can accomplish, a chicken feat like that would be wrong.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So, actually, we need to work. We need to work on our secret word of the day.
They call me Mr. Tibbs.
Wait. Where the hell did that come from?
That was another secret.
Secret word. All right. Yeah. So, ladies and gentlemen, in case you're wondering what the hell is going on, we decided. Say again.
Cow chip. We were in the middle of the cow chip.
Oh yeah.
Stick to something.
Oh, okay. Let me finish this right here. So, cow chip. This is not. Okay. This is not that. Great of a cow chip.
Oh, good.
Unless you really want to know. But
yeah, we'll be disappointed then.
Yeah. Fruit Loops, ladies and gentlemen. Did you guys know that all the Fruit Loops taste the same? There is no point in trying to eat the purple ones or the grape ones or the red ones because they all taste like Fruit Loops. There is no difference in the taste. Now, why is that a cow chip?
I shouldn't have taken all those green ones out?
Nope.
Oh.
Now, the reason that made cow chip of the week is because I didn't know that. I always thought that. Yeah.
It's kind of hard to believe.
Billy, did you know that?
I suspected.
I did know that. I did know that. They all taste like sugar.
Hold on, Hanging Chad. Why you thought that was, you suspected that?
Because I think I've tried to eat them differently, figuring out what their flavors were, and they all taste the same. But I still wasn't convinced. By my palate, I still believe that they were different.
Did you do a blind taste test to see, you know, say, here's a Fruit Loop. It's a blue one. It tastes.
I mean, I'm sure I ate Fruit Loops in a dark room before, like watching TV.
Oh, man, that sounds like a
lonely man.
The title of a movie, Fruit Loops in a Dark Room.
In a dark room. That sounds like a band name.
Yes.
All right. Well, that was that was, ladies and gentlemen, was the cow chip of the week. All right.
I seem to have a phantom memory of a toucan talking about the different flavors.
Yep. You want to expound?
Their mascot was a toucan. I never actually had the cereal.
It was a toucan.
So it may be a phantom memory, but I thought he was describing the different flavors.
Me too. I've always heard that he had different flavors on there with that.
Well, I know that the black ones taste like chicken feet.
Wait, hold on a second.
That's not his word.
No, but I still use it. Yeah,
it's in his repertoire.
What the heck is going on?
Yeah, really. We're gonna along with the big A word, we're gonna explain what is at the end of the show. And actually, I think we should incorporate that a little bit more.
Yeah.
More participation. My hat looks crooked. But anyway, speaking of crooked, while we're still doing introductions, we have a man that just woke up and decided to join the show. We'd like to call him the one, the only Gas Man. Gas Man, how you sticking?
Sticking like I should have stayed asleep with that. What the heck?
Yeah, you missed all the secret words and stuff.
All right, Gas Man, your secret word, which you have to incorporate into the show in the center sometime will be hubcaps, okay?
Gotcha, hubcap. I'm on it.
That was his secret word.
That was my computer powering down.
And that,
really?
Yeah.
What the hell is going on with that? Oh. All right, so that was a cow chip that all Fruit Loops taste the same. And continuing on with the show, with our housekeeping, we have to do, what's that?
A word of the day.
The big A word of the day.
Ooh.
No, hold on a second.
Oh, that was really late.
Oh,
that
was way late.
I didn't want to chastise in public and prior.
No, that was way late.
Okay, good. You are just saying.
I'm acknowledging it.
Hey, bonus points for any of the resistance fighters. If you can tell me two big A words of the day in the history of the Spike on the Mic show. I'll start with you, PW.
Constantinople was one.
No, it wasn't.
Okay, that's next week's word. All right, voice of reason.
I'm trying too hard. I'm not coming up with anything.
Billy's.
Yeah.
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 They're so memorable.
Hanging chair.
Snickersnee.
Snickersnee.
Oh, there you go. He remembered one. Okay, now it's second one.
Well, hold on.
Truncheon.
Oh, truncheon. No, yeah, that was actually truncheon. Wasn't the word, but.
All right, Gas Man?
I got nothing. No, don't remember.
Okay, first of all, let me. I'm going to punish y'all in public.
Public, yeah.
Hanging Chad, you hosted the show twice. You should know.
No, I totally cheated. Well, that was one of my words.
Yeah, Snickersnee.
Oh, okay. Chicken feet?
No, Snickersnee.
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 Oh, okay.
Not too different than chicken feet.
Chicken feet. Oh, yeah. Here you go. Yeah. All right, so. Why am I doing this? Because the goal of the Big A Word today is to educate, to broaden you guys' horizons, to make you guys.
But they become part of our vocabulary.
Yes.
So they become like, you know, like it's no longer memorable because it's
exactly.
No longer a unique thing. We know what it means and we're starting to use it every day.
Yeah.
Oh, like the word the?
Yes, exactly.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. Nice.
The.
Okay, well, then what I'm going to do is I'm going to play the big A word of the day, deuces. That means two times. Let's listen to it. And then we're going to ask the resistance fighters, do you guys know what the word of the day is? And we will get the big reveal at the end of the show. Here is the big A word of the week.
Archetype. Archetype.
Archetype. Archetype. Hanging Chad, do you have any idea what archetype means?
I know I heard of it. It's big in the gaming world, but I don't know how to explain it.
Oh, okay. Well, then, Billy, you're shaking your head. Yes, you know what big A word of the day is?
I definitely know what it means, yeah.
Well, then, what the hell is the sound? Keep it going. I'm not even hitting the button.
We have too many bells in this episode.
Yes, there he is. Voice of Reason, you have any idea what archetype means?
Yeah, I think I do.
Okay, and Gas Man?
It means nothing. It's an incorrect spelling and pronunciation of architect.
Nope.
Pretty good. BW, do you have any idea what archetype means?
Yes, it's loosely, it's snuffleupagus.
Yes or no? It's loosely snuffleupagus. Hold on.
This hidden word thing was probably a bad idea because that's all we're saying now. And our listeners don't care. They don't care about snuffleupagus and repertoire and chicken feet.
Okay, Chad just pulled the curtain from behind.
Now everybody knows.
This is what we were doing on this show. Everyone had a secret word they're supposed to work into their conversation.
Yeah.
And every time we do it, we kind of want to hit a bell. But
yeah.
Hanging Chad went and got his bell and tripped over all his cords and tore the and I have
yeah, this is what started the problem in the first place.
Serious. So we're still going to sneak in the secret word of the day. And if you know what it is, you guys hit us up on spikeonthemic.com, text it to us and let us know what the big A words.
Yeah. Cause we have no idea.
Serious. All right, with all that being said, go ahead. T-dubs?
No, I just said ding.
Oh, okay. All right, so I guess it's time for topic changing music.
Ooh. All right, we're actually going to get to an actual topic now on the Spike on the Mic Show.
All right, I'd like to call this first topic, close that refrigerator door.
Close that refrigerator door.
Excuse me. You guys remember growing up, or if y'all did, some people did, me and probably the gas man had that problem. And it's just not a thing. But, you know, your parents would tell you to close that door. You sit there looking at the refrigerator.
I tell Roz to do that all the time.
Oh, you still doing it now?
Oh, yeah. She opens the refrigerator door, takes something out, and just walks
and
across
walks
the
away.
Room. Yeah. And the thing is just sitting there, and she, well, now I'm going to run some water. You know, it's just...
Now she's going to run some water and leave that on and walk away from that to do something else before she closes the refrigerator door or turns the tap off.
Wow. You used to live with us, huh?
I did. Yeah. I did.
You guys are holocarts. Hierarchy people. Yeah. Okay, so anyway, this is a new thing that's happening, and I want to know what the resistance fighters, how you guys feel about that. There is a news feed that came out this week that says that Walgreens and other retail stores are swapping out the clear refrigerator freezer doors, you know, like in Walmart and Walgreens, and they're replacing those with the screens like on an iPhone and on an iPad.
Oh, nice.
It shows you what's in there.
Yeah.
Now, thousands of stores are they're trying to replace those glass doors and using those iPhone, iPad, screen, like things to show what's inside. Also, you'll be able to touch those things there and you'll figure out, okay, so if I want to get some vanilla ice cream, it's in there. You can punch it in and tell you the calorie count and the number.
Oh,
and
that's so nice.
All that kind of good kind of stuff. Question to the resistance fighters. What say you? Is this a good or a bad idea? And I start out with you, the voice of Rizion.
I think it's a good idea. I mean, they wouldn't do it if it wasn't a good idea. It's got to be a great idea. There's a lot of trouble they're going to go through to put up these TV screens up on the doors, jump out the doors, and install cameras. I mean, it's got to be a fantastic idea.
Gas man.
Terrible idea. It's another excuse to raise prices.
Oh,
we'd look behind the curtain, right? Mm-hmm. Hanging chat.
Yeah. I think this just sounds like someone's trying to be extra. Like, we don't need all that. All we need is those regular glass doors so that kids can run down the aisle and go.
Yes.
That was the best part. Don't take that away.
So now I'll go ahead. Billis, what do you think about the iPad screen doors?
That's just the man spending more money on things that are not needed instead of paying their employees a decent wage.
Wow. Oh, that needs a ding. Yeah.
Yeah. PWs.
Grind that axe.
I think it's kind of dumb because, you know, I like looking through the little window and seeing what's in there, you know. And it doesn't work like a refrigerator. When you open one of those doors and get your thing and let go, it closes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so let me ask you. I had a thought. Okay, but who among us had my thought? And I just forgot it.
I was just going to say this. Have you tried checking the feet on your refrigerator? If you would raise those in the front a little bit, that door would swing closed by itself. Have you tried checking feet?
It's also just another way that companies can advertise, because you know that it's not just going to be a picture of what's in the cooler.
Exactly.
They're going to have pictures of like, you know, Kraft Gorgonzola cheese or Gatorade.
Exactly. Yeah. Instead of breakfast sausage, they want you to buy Snuffleupagus. Yeah.
I don't want to need something out of a door and there's some 20 something checking the calorie count through the glass. Like, no, girl, get out of the way. I need to get this ice cream.
Yeah.
I ain't trying to sit here and wait for you to do your little calorie count.
Yeah, and if you want ice cream, you're not really caring about the calorie count.
That is true. Well, of course, there was a study done by, and I lost the person, Julia Sylvia. She's an associate professor for the marketing at the University of Georgia studies. She said she studies consumer behavior science. So what? She watch people go in the store and say, I'm going to watch this person and see how they behave. God, everybody got a job.
Yep. So
she says that, and a lot of you guys are saying the same thing. People don't want to go to grocery stores for excitement. They're not looking for, you know, something exciting, something new. They just want to appreciate and do their own routines. Go in there, grab some some mustard, and keep going. But what I wanted to ask the resistance fighters is, how many of y'all, who amongst you guys go to, let's say, a freezer aisle, open the door, and reach for this thing in the very, very back? Why do you do that? Like I say, if you go and get some kind of saucy cheese. I know.
So I used to do this with milk when I was still buying milk. And the reason for that is because the store owners, you know how milk or pretty much everything in the supermarket has an expiration date.
Exactly.
So they would always put the stuff that's going to expire sooner in the front because they want that to get purchased and go away. And the stuff that just came in that has like 2 weeks before it expires is in the back. So that's I would go for the stuff that's in the back because it was fresher.
Now, let me ruin that. That's a myth. You guys know that that's a myth, correct?
A myth?
Because a myth.
Yeah.
A myth?
It's a milk.
I haven't had a milk in a long time.
Yeah.
I miss the milk. Damn COVID.
I'm going to pull the curtains back. I used to work at Gooding's, which is a supermarket in my hometown. Yeah,
I know Gooding's.
You didn't know Gooding's? Yeah.
Yeah, we had a Gooding's.
Yeah, now think about this. You bring a whole crate of milk to the milk aisle. You pick up the milk. What are you going? And you're the loader person or the
right.
What are you going to do? You're going to take the milk and you're going to take the old milk and put the new one in the back, or you're just going to take the new one and push the old ones in the back?
No. I used to be a stock clerk at Publix. I can tell you how this goes. They always stop back to front.
Yeah.
Especially on a big commodity item like bread and milk. You always pull from the back. All your dairy items, pull from the back. Ice cream, pull from the back.
But hanging Chad, if you're restocking milk that's still there, what do you do? You get there and there's still 4 gallons.
You put it in
you
the
put
back.
That in the front. No, the old milk you put in the front.
Yeah. You always push. Yeah. So you always push forward. You block forward and load in the back. And a lot of stores now, and this wasn't how it was when I was a stock clerk, you wouldn't even have to go on the aisle. You could stock it from the inside.
From behind
the thing.
Yep. Yeah, in that case, I'm just sliding forward and it's still in the back.
Yeah, that's Spike. How most milk is done now, I think.
Yeah.
So you're just saying you didn't want to have to pull that stuff out and put the new stuff in the back. And then you're just saying you just wanted to put it up. That's not, you just weren't trained correctly.
Well,
every other person in the world did it correctly.
Y'all thought that.
Me?
No.
Managers told y'all, managers say people come in there and they go and get stuff out of the bag. We say, well, she said, what you do is just take the milk and just push the old stuff in the bag and put the new ones on the front. Because people come in there and they do the first thing they do, they go reach for the bag.
I see. So a little reverse psychology.
Yeah. Except I look at the dates on the milk
more
than anything.
You live in a community where people can read.
What I think they do now is they'll look at the dates, and once all of that dates pretty much gone, they'll stock the new date.
Yeah.
There you go.
Well, so now if you go with the...
That's the way to do it.
The screens, the computer screens on the front, I guess you have the option to saying... I don't know what the option is. So you can say, okay, here's some milk. I want the oldest or the newest, the freshest. And then it's going to tell you it's in cup C3. It's not going to solve a problem.
You still have to open up the door and grab it.
Yes.
Did it say that they're like literally dispensing? These are all big dispensers? No, you still have to open the door and grab it.
Right. They're saying they're doing it to save on energy and to save people wondering if there's something in the refrigerator.
You can see it through the glass. But.
No, but they put, instead of glass, there's the little computer screen that you. Yeah,
right. And that's supposed to only show what's in there. Yeah, they're gonna. Yeah.
Right.
It's bad. It's stupid. It's a waste of money.
You could probably draw on it, you know, like the front of refrigerators now. You can, like, draw pictures on the computer screen.
Oh, that'd be nice, yeah.
That'd be awesome if little kids went through and started drawing, like...
Snuffleupagus and stuff, yeah.
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 You guys are wrong and right on. Wrong on that. I just think that this technology is going on. Because how do you guys feel about, Gasman, how do you feel about when you walk into a supermarket or store and they have the self-checkouts? What's your opinion on that?
I don't like those because I already have to pay for my groceries. I don't want to have to check. I mean, I'm doing extra work.
Exactly,
I don't work here.
Yeah, you don't work there.
I got to check myself out. I don't work there. I used to bag groceries for a living. I don't do that anymore. Now I got to bag my own groceries after I pay for them. I don't like that at all.
Mm. But keeping in with their reason to raise prices, what if it helps prices stay down?
It doesn't. You know it doesn't. Yeah. Because they're not going to lower prices for anything.
No, and the thing is...
record profits.
No. If let's say the Snuffleupagus cost 35 cents, but if I self-checked out, it was 30 cents, then it would be worth it.
First of all, when the hell you can buy a Snuffleupagus?
A stuffed Snuffleupagus. Yeah. Does anybody but me know what a Snuffleupagus is?
Yeah.
Yes, I know.
It's a big Muppet. The big Muppet with a long nose.
Yeah.
Exactly.
No, but what is it? What is it? This is way outside the show pro. But what
it's
is for, it?
It's from Sesame Street. It's a Big Bird's best pal.
I got that, but what is it? It's like you say, anybody know what a bird is? Yeah, it's a
It's an elephant.
It's kind of just a Snuffleupagus.
It's an elephant. It's a furry elephant.
Oh, that's what it is?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
You know where self-checkout came from? So Publix and the big oligarchs would have to pay people $15 an hour.
Oh, yeah.
So they're saving money.
Publix is one of the last ones to get it.
Say what, Chad?
Publix is one of the last ones to get it. Although I saw a Publix with it, and I was really shocked.
They got them. Every Publix in Tampa has them.
Really?
Yep.
Well, I mean, listen, technology, I understand. So maybe they got time to go and stock the milk in the right containers things. I don't know. I'm not mad at technology growth and things moving forward because – I have no idea.
Taking jobs away from people. That's what I'm mad about.
Mm. Exactly.
Hold on a second. My bell is still working, right? Voice, you've been very quiet on this subject. What say you?
Well, I just found out what a Snuffleupagus was. People are constantly telling me, don't be such a Snuffleupagus, and I've not known what that meant.
It's the Sesame Street character.
All right. Well,
right.
Okay. I'm going to try not to be that.
No, it's not a Sesame Street character. It's a furry elephant. That's what y'all told me, right?
It is a Sesame Street character that is a furry elephant.
Okay. It's a good. All right. Well, listen, I don't mean to be saucy.
There, you got it in there.
Hanging Chad, you know this is, you created this beast, right?
Oh, my gosh. Right. No, Billy did.
No, I didn't.
No. Oh, who? Yeah.
Oh, so why are we filibustering? Gas man, what was your secret word?
Hubcaps.
Oh.
Ding! He said it! Ding!
Yeah, but that, what I'm saying
is... He has to put in a sentence. Like,
you're supposed to try to sneak it into a sentence.
I don't go to Publix to buy hubcaps is what we're talking about. So I haven't had a chance to sneak it in yet.
It's kind of not the same, buddy. Okay, I'll accept it. I'll accept it. So since we accept that, let's go ahead and do topic... changing music.
I'm glad I got back from the bathroom in time for a new topic on the Spike and the Mike Show.
All right, I like to call this topic here left or right side sleeper.
Left or right side sleeper.
And all these topics I bring up, these are studied, induced, or studied, verified.
Okay, so, yeah.
When you sleep at night, what do you think is the best side to sleep on? Your back, stomach, your left, or your right? And I started with you, PWs.
I just read recently that it's better to sleep on your left side. I don't remember why. I think it had something to do with your heart. I don't know.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
All right, okay, hanging chat, you voice stand?
I was going to say left because of your heart.
Oh, okay, and gas man?
Yeah. I've heard a chiropractor say it's best to sleep on your back.
Oh, all right, Billy's?
I like to sleep on my left side.
And voice, a reason?
I've noticed that sometimes laying on my right side or my back and then shifting to my left side can bring me great relief.
Well, yeah. Of course, there's been a study that says
some of that shifting goes around and
nice.
Sleeping, PW, you get a bill because they say the healthiest sleeping position by study shows that it is on your left side because it helps reduce the possibility of gas.
That's interesting. Yeah.
And I don't know. They're saying that because of your physical makeup on the inside of your body, I guess it compared to where your stomach is and where your intestines waste is in, it helps you sleep. It's best that you sleep on your left side. Huh. I don't have any idea. I don't have an opinion on that. I just think it's a bunch of BS.
I've experienced it. It's not BS. It is other type of thing. It actually, if you have a stomach ache, go lay down on your left side. Your relief should come fairly soon afterwards.
Okay, tell me why.
We don't need to know why.
I figured it out.
Air pressure. Okay, Billy's.
So So your colon, which is the bottom part of your digestive tract.
Sure.
Where if you're going to fart, that's where it's coming from.
Sure. Okay.
It goes like up your right side, over to the left, down your left side, and then to the right to the center, and then out. Right. So that last little curve. If you're sleeping on your left, that last little curve is going up.
There you
so
go.
So you know that air goes up. So then it's going up and out.
Cue the fart sound.
Yeah. There you go, Billy. Billy explained it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Perfect. That's my guess.
Also, how about this? They also saying sleeping on your left side, it helps the brain. It helps clear the intestinal waste in your brain. Come on, somebody's got to be.
This is fake fish.
Yeah, really. The brain.
Intestinal
waste.
Waste in your
waste
brain.
Poop,
that's not in your
poop,
brain.
You got poop brain?
Yep, poop brain.
Yeah, really. Yeah. Your brain can cleanse and help reduce the risk of Alzheimer's.
No,
Alzheimer's.
Yeah. Oh, if you sleep on the left side. So listen, I was thinking that probably could have been a cow chip.
Should have been a cow chip.
But it's just another nugget of knowledge that I like to give out you people there. So if you want to reduce on your acid burn, acid reflexes, and you want to get rid of your brain waste, try to sleep on your left side.
We should have a couple of Spike to Peace theaters now, I think.
That would be a great time. Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, let's go ahead. Let's do topic changing to Spike to Peace Theater.
Okay.
How that works.
All right, here's what we're going to do now. Something different than we did just a few seconds ago.
Saucy.
All right, here we go.
Hold on a second. Let's explain it.
Whoop. All right.
Okay, so what we've done, we're introducing what we like to call Spike the Peace Theater, where we take something and we modernize it. Is that about right?
We are reintroducing Spike to Peace Theater.
Yeah.
Right. But what is Spike to Peace Theater?
It's
our version of culture.
Yeah.
There you go. Yeah, we'll go with that. We're culturalizing old culture.
And it's critically acclaimed.
Oh, that's it, yes.
Oh, yeah, that's the important part. It's a critically acclaimed.
Yes. Acrylically.
And we have two Spike the Piece steals that we would like to introduce to the listening audience.
Here we go.
And now, sit back and enjoy the critically acclaimed Spike to Piece Theater. Sponsored by Insert Name Here.
This week's episode, Itsy Bitsy Spider. Action.
Joe! Get in here!
Honey, what? I'm trying to watch the game.
There's a spider in the sink. He's acting all crazy. It's fast. You gotta come get it. Get it out of here, Joe. You gotta come get it.
Seriously, Marla? That little thing? That's just an itsy bitsy spider. You know we shouldn't kill it, right? Eats all the bugs around here.
I don't care what it eats, Joe. I don't want that thing living in this house.
Oh, Marla, you're fine. It went up the water spout.
Can you try to turn on the water and wash it out? I ain't living in this house, Joe. Not if there's a spider running around. I just saw on the news the other day a woman's ear was itching. They pulled a spider out of this woman's ear, Joe. That's not going to be me. I'm not waking up to no dang spider babies crawling out my ear, Joe.
Oh, there it is. Dang. That thing is fast. I think it went back up the spout.
You good-for-nothing piece of...
Hey! Where are you going?
I'm staying with my mom!
This has been another award-winning episode of Spike to Piece Theater.
Theater. All right. Wait, question. Do the next one. Who was Marla a black woman, tall woman?
Sounded like that she was a tall woman.
Yeah, really.
She's whatever you want to be.
She had an accent and I don't know what the hell Joe was doing.
Oh, she was just Southern.
Definitely from the Mid-South somewhere.
Yes. All right. Do we have another?
We do. We have another Spike to Piece. Here it comes.
And now, sit back and enjoy the critically acclaimed Spike to Piece Theater. Sponsored by Insert Name Here.
This week's episode, Death of a Salesman. Well, hello, sir. What brings you to my door this fine morning?
Well, I was wondering if I could interest you in buying a set of these lovely...
This has been another award-winning episode of Spike to Piece Theater.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. That salesman sounded like he died. Yeah.
Excellent sound effect. I don't know what that was.
I don't know where the birds come from.
He opened the door.
Yeah.
The guy falling onto the, the porch.
Yeah.
Yes. Ladies and gentlemen, listen, we want anybody to submit your suggestions for some more Spike the Piece theaters. I have another one I need to recreate that we can do this because I listened to them historically and they are still to this day funny. They aged well.
They did. Well, you know, because they're usually about classic stories.
Culture. Yeah. Really. Oh, okay. There we go. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was our expose on Spike to Piece Theater. All right. So
Theater.
Do we have time for, topic changing music?
All right. I think we have time for one more topic here on the Spike on the Mic Show.
I just wanted to have, I like to call this boots and stilettos for the win.
Boots and stilettos for the win.
And this topic here, I want to go in reverse of what is commonly known. You know how people will wear high heel or 6-inch shoes and they say uncomfortable shoes. There's a study done by, and I forget the people, the person's name, but it makes sense.
University of College.
Yeah. He was a study. Now follow me with this. This guy says that comfortable shoes, ladies and gentlemen, and resistance fighters, comfortable shoes are making your feet, ankles, and legs weaker and less flexibility. What is your opinion on that? What he's saying is that when you wear high heel shoes or shoes that you deem is uncomfortable with high arch support and all that, what it does, it makes your legs, your feet, and your legs, feet, and ankle go stronger.
Stronger.
Yeah. As it was, because if you're wearing comfortable shoes, it makes your body's, I don't know if this is the right word,
atrophy.
Like at your feet, yeah. You look at your feet. So what's your opinion?
Atrophy. It's not at your feet. It's atrophy.
At your feet.
A-T-R-O.
First of all, Billy, spelling it is not going to help, okay?
Yeah. I know.
So what's your opinion on that? Billy, you think that is so? Does it help at your feet?
I don't agree with that.
Because
I think wearing uncomfortable shoes typically does more harm to your health than helping. Like people who only wear high heel shoes, they usually wind up with what is that called? Bunions on their feet. Like it's unhealthy for their skeletal structure of their feet to wear high heel shoes all the time.
Yes.
Yeah, I disagree as well because I can't go check my hubcap or high heel shoes on. I have to wear my tennis shoes when I do that.
Oh, exactly.
And also, little known fact, a lot of people don't realize that, but wearing high heels caused Prince hip problems. And that's why he had got on a pain medication because his hips were so bad from wearing high heels all those years.
Hell of a cow chip. All right, hanging Chad.
I think it probably makes your legs stronger, but you're more likely to bust your ankle out. So where's that factor in?
Yeah, a voice of reason.
Well, I think it's how you wake up in the morning. Sometimes you wake up with really brave feet and you're not afraid to wear those high heels. And sometimes what, Billy?
I'm ready.
Sometimes you wake up with chicken feet that you have to wear.
I find that when I wear ballet slippers, my feet hurt more and my ankles are really strong.
Okay, so now here comes the logic to this thing here. If you guys go to the gym and work out, you're working out to what? Increase the stamina and your muscles. So you go and you work out and you're going to be sore and you're going to hurt.
Sure.
It's the same thing as doing calf raises and wearing, feet. Your body grows and gets stronger. Now, tell me where I'm wrong. Go ahead, Chad.
The key is to do a really high rep squats, and you can get your legs to where they need to be so that you can wear high heels, but you got to do a lot of reps.
I got it.
your logic is flawed though, because high heel shoes, you're just standing on your tippy toes.
You are
in high heel shoes, and your heel is supported. When you're doing calf raises, you are lifting regularly, so you're exercising. You're not exercising your feet when you're walking in high heel shoes.
Oh, fun qua! Because one of the major exercises in body health and science is walking.
Calf raises.
Yeah. Walking. Calf raises. Yeah, but okay, so sure, but you're not. It's not the same amount of exercise that you're getting if you're doing calf raises.
No.
Because then you're exercising.
This all has to do with the pain.
Like this, and you're like going like this on a ledge.
Yeah, right. And then walking on, this is calf raises, right? Yes. Okay. And then this is walking with high heel shoes.
No, I believe the issue is that it only helps if it hurts.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well,
What's the common phrase that you see on Goodyear?
No pain, no gain.
Exactly. There you go.
Yeah. There's a reason that you got pain, because you are gaining, because your body says, I am not used to this, so I'm going to get stronger, so I'll be used to this.
Open Gangnam Style.
Gangnam Style. We ending the show. We ending the show right now. That is not saucy. That's a go in there.
Yes.
So, ladies and gentlemen, we are coming close to the end of the show, so we have to go around the room and ask the groups, do you guys know what the big A word of the day is, which was?
Archetype. Archetype.
A-R-C-H-E type.
Yeah.
A-R-C-H-E type. T-Y-P-E. Archetype. And Billy, was you the one that said you know exactly what archetype means?
I do.
But we'll let you expound on what the vocabulary of archetype is. What do you
think? If there's a variety of this one type of thing, the archetype is the most common. It's the typical version of that thing. So,
okay.
So like Superman is the archetypical superhero.
Okay. Gas Man, you say you did not. Oh, you said something to do with bad architect spelling, right?
Yeah, I said it was the incorrect spelling and pronunciation of architect.
Right. Hangy Chad, you said you knew what it was?
Yeah, something like a generalization of something, like a class.
Oh. Or,
a class, but that's kind of right.
Voice?
Yeah, I think it's, to me, I thought it was like the epitome of what that would be. Not necessarily the most common, but the epitome, what people would strive to.
Oh, the best.
Emulate.
All right, and then PWs?
I go with Billy.
Okay. Well,
yeah, I agree with Billy too.
Well, I want to go out and say that the answer that is the closest to the real word architect, what the hell it was?
Archetype, yeah.
Is the voice of reason. Architect is someone or something that is seen to be perfect, as an example.
Oh, okay. Perfect
example. According to what dictionary?
The perfect example. No, that's what he's saying. Yeah. Yeah.
According to
the perfect example,
yeah.
Merriam and Webster's.
Yeah. Webster's. Yeah.
Yeah, those Webster's. People. Both of them. So whatever you're saying could be true, but it's probably not right. All right. I don't know.
We're sorry. Oh, also, the number you have dialed is not in service at this time.
Right. And also, just adding in some other little fruit for knowledge on here is that, ladies and gentlemen, listening for the very first time or the last time,
yes.
Chad introduced, and I think I said this was, we all had a secret word of the day.
Yes.
We tried to supposed to try to introduce into our normal conversation. Hanging Chad, what was your word?
Repertoire.
Billis, what was your word?
Gorgonzola.
Did you say that?
She did.
I did several times.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, you did it in the freezer story.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Really? PWs, what was yours?
Snuffleupagus. That was a tough one, you know.
Damn, so heard a lot of that. And this one, we heard a lot of this one too. Voice of Reason.
I think I was out of the room when you guys were assigning those. I don't know what mine was.
Oh, he's lying. He's a lying sack.
All right, then,
what was it?
Chicken. It was chicken feet.
Yeah, it was cicada.
Yeah, it's cicadas. Yeah. And Gas Man, you remember what your word of the day?
Hubcaps.
Hubcaps.
Yeah, Gas Man, he worked.
He never had one, but he worked just now. Worked in hubcaps.
He wouldn't go to Publix to buy hubcaps.
Oh yeah.
And he couldn't wear high heels to change his hubcaps.
That's right.
Yeah. Oh yeah. There you go. My bad. All right. Well then, let's go around the room real quick and ask you what's stuck with you tonight, Gas Man.
The grocery stores are going to find new ways to raise prices with the options.
There it goes. Billy's, what hung with you tonight?
And I really want to get some gorgonzola cheese to put on my salad for lunch.
Voice of Reason?
Snuffleupagus. I need to go look at that, see a picture of a snuffle.
That too. Hanging Chad, what stuck with you tonight?
Did I need a new headset and microphone?
Yeah, really. Yeah. Oh, and really TWs, what stuck with you tonight?
That when I reach back to get some milk, I'm going to get it from the middle.
Yes, really. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Spike on the Mic show, and we educated you because word of the day was awesome. This is the Spike on the Mic show. We'll see you guys next week. Hey, you guys are awesome with an all peace all over you. This is Spike on the Mic. One.